The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
I'd like for us to begin today by us all going to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. It says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Now, with that verse having read and stated, the question that I want us to start off with is asking, what is our foundation? What is our personal foundation? The Lord Jesus Christ is to be our foundation. He is to be the basis for everything that we are and everything that we do. And brethren, I want us to understand that it is only when we give ourselves to Him fully and trusting ourselves to Him, then we can begin to be what He has created us to become. If we're not focusing on the right, the true, the only real right foundation, then that's not going to happen in our lives, and we want it to happen. I want you to think about the point that a false belief or a false foundation might make us feel a little bit better for at least a short period of time, and yet eventually it is going to let us down. All false foundations are going to do that, no matter what they are. I mean, I think we all realize and understand that some people place their faith in money and power and fame and their reputation, or even in a particular political party or in a particular Church of God group, or maybe in a whole lot of other things. What we all need to realize is that none of these things can save us, or none of these things can give us eternal life. They could all certainly let us down. So let me ask the question, why are the Bible doctrinal truths so unclear to so many people, including even some within the body of Jesus Christ, some believers? Why are some believers unmotivated? Why are there all the divisions in the Church of God? Well, I believe the answer is because they have a faulty foundation. I want us all to understand this idea of foundation addresses the very core of our understanding of truth and life. We need to understand that our foundation speaks of what we believe to be the bottom line. It is the reality of what makes us tick. Whatever that foundation is, whether it be the right foundation or whether it be a wrong foundation, but I'm focusing on the true foundation, Jesus Christ. Our foundation will reveal to us what we believe is of lasting and eternal value. It is what we will fight for. It demonstrates how and what we do with our life, our time, and our resources. It also is the lens by and through which we see and understand the meaning of everything. Through this message, I am trying to encourage all of us to take some time to examine our salvation. So as we do that, as we do examine our foundation, here are some questions that I'd like for us to consider. What makes us tick? Why do we make the choices that we do? What is the basic reason for living the life that God wants us to live? Are we really standing on solid ground? In other words, are we standing on the true, the right foundation? So, brethren, in this sermon, I am going to offer what I believe to be the only lasting and solid foundation. And I've already stated what it is, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. However, having stated that, I also want us all to understand and not assume that He is our actual foundation. He may be, but is He? I have entitled this sermon, Is Jesus Our Foundation? The one and only true foundation is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, after all, He alone is the one who can make us right with God. He's the one that can show us the path. We go in the path that He's already walked. Nobody else can do it. Nothing else can do that. Only Jesus Christ can do that. He is the one who holds the power to cause us to grow and to develop and to become into the people that God wants us to be. He is wisdom lived out. He is the one who chooses and controls the agenda of our lives because He wants us to be placed in the body where it pleases Him. And He has an agenda in our life. So as believers, our foundation is squarely placed in the life of someone else. I also think it's good for us to think about this particular point, and that is, as believers, we do not operate or control or work our foundation. Now, what I mean by that is because it is the Lord Jesus Christ, the true foundation, who works Himself in us. Acts 17 and verse 28, very interesting verse. It says, in Him we live and move and have our being. If we have some other foundation, then this statement is not true in our lives. Go with me to Galatians 2:20. I know many of you can quote this verse with me. But let's go to Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
As all of us do. But one of my favorite Bible verses, this is a New Testament one, is over here in the book of John, chapter 14. John 14 and verse 6. John 14, verse 6. Jesus is speaking and He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. This way of life that we are to be living as believers is to be a relationship with God. And God here means both Father and Son. Let's also please understand truth, because many people say, well, my foundation is based upon truth. Well, okay, hopefully it is. But also please understand that truth is not simply a compiling of facts. Truth
And our life is to be Jesus himself living and through us. We just read that. That's Galatians 2:20 and John 14 verse 6 and Acts 17 verse 28. Let me kind of, what I would call, cut to the chase with what I mean. Go with me to John 1. Now you know these verses, but let's go there. John 1 verse 1. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now drop down to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now go with me to John 6 and verse 35. John 6 and verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. Now, obviously, I'm working something here to get to the point. But go with me now to Matthew 4. Matthew 4 and verse 4. It's also repeated in Luke 4, verse 4. But Matthew 4, 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The point that I am trying to make here is, Jesus is the Word of God, personified, and of course, the Bible is the inspired written Word of God, and it is Jesus Christ as the Word of God, through the written, inspired Word of God, the Bible, that exposes all of the false foundations that many are standing on, any, including even some true believers. And you may ask, now how do I know that statement is true? I'm really not addressing the how I know this to be true, but we could simply look at different doctrinal teachings within the Church of God, and the point should be very well taken. They could all be wrong, but they can't all be right if they're teaching different things. The written Word of God, the Bible, is where we go to learn how and what Jesus, the only true foundation, teaches us how to change our lives to be in harmony with His life. We would want to do that because He is to be our true and only foundation for which we base everything that we are and everything that we do. And so our life is to be like His. Our life is to be in harmony with His life. Now, I've already made the statement, but I want to make it again here. And that is, God's Word says that we are to live by every word of God. Matthew 4, 4, Luke 4, 4. And that is exactly what we are to do. My question is, Do we? I'm not talking about different church groups. I'm not talking about those who are not part of the body of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about you on an individual basis, me on an individual basis. Are we doing exactly that? Are we living by every word of God? If we are, that's great, because we would be having Jesus Christ as our foundation. If we are not, then it is because He is not. Because we have something else as our place of belief where we're focusing our attention, and that's what motivates us to live. We, the Church of God groups, talk like we do, but do we? My answer is no. We do not live by every word of God. You have to first know what every word of God is. Jesus is the true foundation. He spoke many things that we, as the Church of God, basically ignore. We I know I'm kind of hitting this in some way, and probably many of you are thinking, I'm glad I'm not sitting in the audience to hear this. But we all need to hear it. We all need to understand and ask ourselves the question, is Jesus Christ my true foundation, yes or no? And is that true in every area and every point of my life? I'm going to make a statement here, and I don't want it to shock anybody by stating this, but I want to make the statement that the Bible is not exactly our foundation. Jesus Christ is our foundation. Yes, and I know, and I've already stated it because it's true, that He is the Word of God. Therefore, He is the Bible lived out, but it's not what the Bible actually states, it's what Jesus Christ teaches us through what He as He interprets it, as He gives us knowledge and understanding, and then He gives us wisdom because we ask for it. The Bible is the absolute crucial, inspired Word of God that is to be actively involved in our life. And probably, more than ever, we need the Word of God to be taught and understood. And it's not always just that. It's not always done just like that. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that is to be our foundation. And brethren, I want all of us to know that standing on the true foundation is a matter of life and death. Now, I think if you just think it through, all of us would agree with that. We would know that statement is to be true. And it is true. It is this written word of God, the Bible, that directs us to Jesus as the true foundation, which I believe, again, that we as the Church of God groups have been ignoring. Too many of the teachings of Jesus Christ we have not focused on. We can't even talk about it. We don't teach them because we don't really understand them. We don't know what they are. So let's understand. Brother, the more we learn to focus and to allow Jesus to live in us, the more we will be changed and becoming more and more like Jesus Christ in every way. And the more we know Him, the more we will be changed into His likeness. And this change that I'm talking about here does not take place in us because we focus on trying to make changes in ourselves. It is Jesus Christ in us that is going to do that. Because we could say, well, I don't need to be this way and we make changes. Well, is it based upon Jesus Christ? Is it based upon the true foundation? Our living the, and I'm putting in parentheses, the Christian way of life depends on Jesus being our foundation. Brother, I do not believe that we can overemphasize the significance of the point that Jesus is to be our foundation. Living this life in Christ is the foundation, that He is the foundation, that we must build our personal lives as well as we live our life in the Church of God. Now, probably most of us know that the foundational level of our human nature is the thinking, it's something along the lines of, well, if it is going to be done, then it's up to me to do it. And our human nature is set to do it ourselves and to do it our way. That's the human nature way, doing it my way, not necessarily God's way. And so we have to, first of all, recognize that. Let me go to the book of Galatians chapter 3, where Paul states it this way. Galatians 3, verse 1. I'm going to read this in the NIV version. Galatians 3 and verse 1. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit of God, by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Try and explain this. Here the Greek word for flesh is sorx, S-O-R-X. And it refers to the sinful state of humans, in other words, of human nature. That's what it is referring to in this context. And it is often presented as a power in opposition to the Holy Spirit of God. That's what he's talking about here. You started in the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit of God, but are you finishing in the flesh? You were doing it God's way, and now you're doing it your way. That's kind of what he's asking them. And here is the point that I see here that I'm trying to make here. The Galatians were not necessarily doing really bad things. They were simply trying to do good things by their own efforts. In other words, their own way. And therefore, putting in the context of the sermon, Jesus Christ, Paul is telling them, is not their foundation when they're doing it that way. And brother, all too often, the result of this self-effort is seen and demonstrated within the Church of God. This also produces the fruit of pride and self-righteousness. In the Church of God, with some of them making statements like, we are the only true Church of God. I have to ask, what is their foundation for coming to that? Is it the Lord Jesus Christ? I think most of us would doubt that statement to be true. Or statements like, well, we are the best part of the Church of God, or other kind of statements like that. Now, where does this come from? Well, I believe that it obviously comes from Satan the devil, but for the purposes in this sermon, it is often that we can trace it back to the foundation, and that is a faulty foundation. I have two questions here to ask of groups like that or of our own self. Was this the work of Jesus Christ or of us? Actually, I have three questions. The next one is, have we joined the Lord Jesus Christ in his work, or is it our own agenda? And what we need to realize, brethren, is the opposite results come from a life of dependency on Jesus Christ as the true foundation. To not come to that conclusion, then it has to be that we are basing our life and our teachings and our understanding upon that Jesus Christ is the true foundation. And we're going to follow the way he is teaching, not our own agenda. I think we would probably all agree that church is the place where we should be reminded to go to him. Church is the place where we feel secure in his love for us. And church is the place where we can rest in the fact knowing that Jesus is going to build his church. He is in charge. Brother, we are to be grounded in the truth of scriptures, and we are to meditate on them on a regular basis, and we're to be studying them and coming to understanding what the Bible actually is saying. And in this study of God's Word, the Bible, it is in that studying that God shows us the fact, or the point is that this life of dependency is in Jesus Christ is exactly what we're to have. We have to ask the questions. Are we involved in God's agenda, or is it our own agenda? Is Jesus our foundation? In one of, when you really study it and really grasp it and really understand it, one of the, I believe, the most profound teachings that we find in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, is in the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount, Jesus concludes with a parable about building. The Sermon on the Mount is Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And building, he is referring to building on the right foundation. And he's talking to the church. He took the church up apart from everyone else and taught them these things. And it's not until late in chapter 7 where he starts coming down and he meets the crowds, which is those of, quote, the world, that he starts teaching them some of these things. But he's taught this to the church. And this is a very positive thing that we need to see and we need to understand. What he's teaching us here is those who build on sand will see their houses fall, while those who build on a solid foundation will see their houses endure. So go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 24. Matthew 7, 24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. So he's talking about foundation. He's talking about building it upon him, upon Jesus Christ. Verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. For the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. A point that I want us to notice here is that in the parable, both builders heard the words of Jesus. Now, that's a powerful statement. That's a powerful point to understand. However, the wise builder is the one who acted on Jesus' words. It is those who do the will of God who are accepted. Verse 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And God's will is that we believe and the Son of God. John 6, verse 28. John 6, 28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. And then go down to verse 40. You can read all of those verses in between, but go down to verse 40. And this is the will of God that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. What other foundation is going to do that? What other foundation could possibly even make that claim? Only the Lord Jesus Christ, the true foundation. He is the author and finisher of our faith, the foundation on which we can build the faith that can never be taken away. Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Hebrews 12 verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand on the throne of God. There is no faulty foundation that we would try to build ourselves and look upon to focus on and to follow that kind of teaching and that kind of belief system can do what Jesus Christ has said, declared to us in these verses that we are reading. So, brother, what I want us to understand and what I want us to see in this teaching today is that our only sure hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith must be in Him, not in any human, not in any system, not in any organization. He is the one who will never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Let your conversation, King James says, correct word would be conduct. Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the true foundation. That's what Jesus Christ claims, because this is what he is. This is who he is. So I conclude here by asking the question, is the Lord Jesus Christ our foundation? I pray that he is. The Aaronic blessing. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speaking to Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. God bless each one of you with the only true foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.